Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
Scary Stories by Peter Bernard.
Fat Tony versus Bigfoot, as told to Peter Bernard, read by P.Q. River. Dear Scary Stories, I have a story about how I lost my eye that involves Bigfoot. I give you permission to rewrite it for your show on the condition that you have P.Q. River read it. Tell him to make me sound manly and cool, please, and change my name to something like Tony or Giuseppe so that I can remain anonymous. Just as long as you keep me proudly Italian, feel free to change what you need to protect the innocent, or however you say it. As you can see from my email, Addie, some people call me Fat Tony. Well, they used to, anyway. If you'll notice, that's my AOL address, therefore a very ancient, prehistoric email. Since then, I've lost a lot of weight and gotten a new nickname. But this is a story about Fat Tony. Everyone called me that. The proprietors of the stores we protected, the local cops on the beat we donated a share of the take to regularly, everyone in our part of Brooklyn called me Fat Tony. Even my mother called me Fat Tony. Of course, my dad was also named Tony, and he was very skinny, so it was just the easiest way to differentiate between us, and I never took it as an insult. Besides, when you're 6'4" like me, people will respect you no matter how fat you feel like getting. Not only that, but my father was a man of respect in our community, and I was used to having my way in everything in life. No one could humble me, at least not until I met, well, let me not get ahead of myself. It was back almost a decade now, I guess, when I met this girl, a pretty tall, blonde, not Italian girl of the Presbyterian persuasion. Her father was a state senator from a different but nearby state, and her family was way legit. I completely fell in love with her in a stupid and unprofessional way. Soon she was asking me to get out of my family business so she could marry me. What else did I know how to do besides what I did? Plus, I'm not sure there's any way out of a family business, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, one of the things she did to try to change me was she talked me into going camping with her. I'm a city guy. The only time I ever went out to the country was when me and the boys drove to Vineland that night to dump that... Never mind. So I guess I'd never been to the woods before this camping trip with my girlfriend. Let's call her Sheila, which is not her real name. I felt like an idiot sitting there watching Sheila set up the tent, but it didn't work when I tried to do it. She had to do everything, start the fire, whatever. She brought the food, too. I was really miserable because I didn't know what to do, and I don't like to feel like I'm not in control, you know? So anyway, there we were, upstate New York, camping, sitting by a fire. The dinner she made was all right, and we were roasting marshmallows while she told these stories that were supposed to be scary but weren't. She asked me if I knew any scary stories, and so I told her about the time. This is actually kind of funny, or scary, depending on how you look at it. I told her about the time me and the boys taped up Johnny the Fool's eyes and hands, poured a gallon of bacon fat over him, then threw him into a room full of rats. He screamed for hours. It was pretty funny, I thought. But I guess he had to be there because Sheila told me I was acting like a creep and trying to upset her. Women. I swear, I don't get them. I needed a break from trying to get along with Ms. Jet Set Presbyterian, so I took a walk into the woods with some of Sheila's toilet paper to find a good place to mark my turf, if you know what I mean. Soon there I was, bare-ass, squatting, doing my B.I. business, as they say, when I heard somebody big coming up behind me. Or maybe I should say I felt something big. Felt it coming up through the balls of my feet as the ground shook a bit more with each rumble. Something huge was coming closer. I know they say when you gotta go, you gotta go, but feeling something that big coming up behind you instinctively gives your body the ability to finish its business at lightning speed. I think I zipped myself up before I even stood up to face whatever it was, yet even so, it was on me faster than I could turn around, and it screamed. It was standing so close, and it screamed so loud that my ears rang, and then I couldn't hear anything for a while. I was noticing this and wondering if I was deaf when I realized that I was on the ground. The force of the shout itself had knocked me over, and I hadn't even noticed hitting the grass. Even so, deaf and confused, I have never backed down from a fight in my life. So I stood up quickly and confronted the guy. Only once I stood up, I realized I couldn't see the guy's face. I looked down and I saw his balls and hammer. He was standing there naked, and he was the hairiest slob I've ever seen. I looked up again to spot his face, and I looked up some more and some more. And when I finally found his ugly mug, I realized he must be almost twice as tall as me. While that was sinking in, his hand came in, seemingly out of nowhere, and bashed me hard on the side of my head. Think about that for a second. I'm 6'4", but this guy was so huge that his hand came in from my left side, and I never even saw it coming. Its origin point was too far away. He had to have been 11 or 12 feet tall. I only saw his face for a second or two, but he looked like a man, not a monkey. He had a beard and his hair hung over his face like a caveman, not like the Bigfoot they show you on TV. His body was hairy like the TV Bigfoot, but way taller and wider than the biggest man I've ever seen. He had knocked me out before I even knew what was happening. Anyway, I didn't wake up until 9 days later in the hospital, minus my left eye. They told me it had been messed up pretty bad and they had to take what was left of it out. Sheila had told them I was attacked by a bear and I never contradicted her. We tried to stay together for a while. She bought me fashion eye patches and joked I was her pirate. I could tell she was too nice to break up with a guy who just lost one of his eyes, but I could also tell she didn't love me anymore. So I broke up with her to spare us both a lot of pain. While I miss her, I've never regretted that decision. She's married now to a guy who just got elected judge out in Nassau County, so I know she's happier than she ever could have been with me. Since my encounter with Bigfoot, I stopped overeating and I started exercising. I really don't know why or how that happened, but I guess overeating just lost all its fun for me, and I wanted to be in better shape. Something about losing your eye can give you a different way of, well, seeing life, as corny as that sounds. Since I'm back in shape, nobody can call me Fat Tony anymore. Now they call me Tony Cyclops. I'm a bit older and known as a man of respect, like my father before me. People come to me for advice sometimes. Tony Cyclops, share your wisdom with us, Tony Cyclops. I always tell them the main thing I learned in life is this. Stay on your own turf and stay off Bigfoots.
Come back for more scary stories.